From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Kompel. A proposal to censure a Planned Parenthood official is advancing to the floor of the Missouri Senate. A Senate committee voted 5-2 today to endorse holding regional Planned Parenthood CEO Mary Kogut in contempt of the Senate, which can result in a fine and 10 days in jail. The resolution would demand she come to the Senate to answer why she has not complied with a subpoena involving lawmakers' investigation into fetal tissue donation. Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe said he expects the Senate to vote on the contempt resolutions next week. Planned Parenthood says the Senate's demands for documents is too broad. Legislative researchers say the most recent Senate contempt procedures they have found date to 1899. The Osage County Sheriff is out on bond following an arrest on Wednesday. According to the Boone County Sheriff's Department, Michael Dixon Jr. negligently handled the loaded handgun while he was intoxicated at a bar in Hartsburg. He was arrested for unlawful use of a weapon. Osage County Commissioner Dave Dudenheffer says he and the other commissioners are unhappy about Dixon's actions and have been for years. Dixon was charged with harassment back in 2013.
At that time, I asked him to resign, and the commission asked him, and he says he wouldn't.
Since Dixon is an elected official, the commissioners cannot remove him from office. Dixon's term ends at the end of 2016. The Osage County Sheriff's Department would not comment on Dixon's arrest. The University of Missouri has seen grades steadily rise, like most colleges and universities across the nation. The Kansas City Star reports that grades keep climbing at less selective schools and on elite Ivy League campuses. In national surveys, faculty say they feel pressured to boost grades as students, parents, and campus administrators steer them towards doing so. Some faculty say they get better evaluations when they grade higher, decreasing the risk that their teaching status would change if fewer students took their class. University of Missouri professor R. Lee Lyman breaks the mold in his introductory archaeology class by sticking with the same grading skill he's used for more than 30 years. Fewer than half of the 25 sophomores in his class in 2014 earned an A, two got Ds, and two flunked. Facing an estimated $15 million budget shortfall, the University of Missouri-St. Louis is considering eliminating up to 85 positions over the next 2 years. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Chancellor Thomas George presented his budget realignment proposal Wednesday. The plan calls for a $12 million reduction in costs and generating $3.4 million in new revenue over the next 2 years. Some of the additional money could come from tuition increases. The cuts would come from campus-wide reductions to nursing, business, education, social work, and arts and sciences programs. I'm Nick Kompel, KBIA News, Columbia.